Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Morning Mulligans podcast with your host, Jackson Dibble and Todd McGill.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Welcome to the Morning Mulligans podcast. I'm your host, Jackson Dibble.
And I'm Todd McGill.
Welcome, everybody. Wednesday wagers. It's the U.S. Open.
Get hype.
I'm excited. We bring added players, drawn players, outright winners, top 5 through 40 placement, and then the weather. And then we talk about some other things, as matchups and other things like that. So let's just jump right into it. I'm excited. It's Wednesday wagers. I'm excited.
Just on one right now.
Added players. Cole Hammer and Zach Sucker. I don't know who those two guys are.
I think I've heard of Cole Hammer before, but I don't. I'm assuming they're like $7,000 guys.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to play them. Not to be worrisome. Nobody's withdrawn. I just think FanDuel forgot to put those guys in because nobody's heard of them. So, there you go. Weatherman Todd, what do we got?
We literally couldn't have more perfect weather. It's literally a high of 70, high 70s every single day, winds 5 to 10 every single day, which is kind of surprising considering it's right on the beach and right on the coast. It's usually a lot windier.
Yeah.
So, I honestly could see this probably being one of the lowest U.S. Open scores.
What are we thinking? 15?
Yeah.
Under? You think?
Wow. Yeah. That's pretty low. I think it gets to double digits.
Yeah, I think I agree. I think I could see it between 13 and 15.
Yeah.
I could see that.
I mean, because they're literally not going to have any of the normal things. You know, the defense of this golf course is usually the wind.
Yeah.
And you're not going to have that. So.
No. It's just pure U.S. Open conditions now.
Yeah.
No Mother Nature involved.
Yeah.
Which is kind of exciting. It's kind of seemed to go well, but you know, it's also kind of fun to see them like grind out in the rain, like a U.S. Open.
Right.
But we'll see. All right, everybody's favorite thing. Let's talk bets. Wednesday wagers. We got outright winner bets first. I'll go ahead and throw you my two guys.
All right.
John Rahm, +950. He's going to win it all. I think he's going to do it. I really do think he's going to do it.
I could have seen that one coming.
Yeah. +950, John Rahm, outright winner. My second one, Victor Hovland. It's going to be an absolute grind for him to actually win, I think. But I think he has the potential. It might be more of a cash-out monitor one, but +2,400. So not bad.
Nah.
Not upset about it. What do you got?
So I got two also. Rory McIlroy, +1,900.
Wow.
I just think it's time that we see Rory competing again for a major.
Wow.
I don't know. You know, I don't know if he's got it in him to go all four rounds, but you know, it's just been so long since we've seen him contend for a major. So I think he's due.
I wouldn't be upset about it.
My other guy is Will Zalatoris, +4,100.
Why, you think he can take home a major?
I know I said yesterday that winning a U.S. Open as your first victory is kind of a tough ask, but I think that one's more of a monitor the cash out button.
Agreed.
But I definitely think he can hang around the lead.
Yeah. Like I said yesterday, Will Zalatoris' game just adapts to every golf course.
Yeah.
He's a great golfer. I think he has a great future. I don't think he's going to win this week, but I would not be surprised if he's like leading after like the second round or something.
Yeah.
To smack the cash out button.
For sure.
Oh
man.
Oh wow.
Jinx.
Wow, jeez. What a day so far. top fives. You got any top fives?
No top fives.
I got top fives. Top five, John Rahm, +180. It's okay. I like it. If it's plus something, it's good. It's good odds. But John Rahm, +180, top five. And then second, I only got two. Xander Schauffele, +300, top five. He's always up there.
Yeah.
He always seems to be in the top five during a major. I could see him probably more top 10, but I like the +300 more than I like +150.
Yeah.
So, there you go. John Rahm, +180. Xander, +300, top five. You got any top 10s?
I've got two.
All right. I'll throw you mine. I got Victor Hovland, top 10. plus 200.
Just cover all the bases.
Yes, I got to do it. Victor Hovland, plus 200, top 10. Then Mr. Patrick Cantlay, plus 200, top 10. I'm very confident in that one. Extremely confident. And then last but not least, or probably the least, top 10, Adam Scott, plus 600.
Ooh, really? You got him at plus 600?
Plus 600, Adam Scott, top 10.
I got him at plus 650.
Yeah.
Top 10.
Well, it might happen. It just might happen.
He's kind of like Rory. I feel like he's kind of due to be in the mix for something.
Maybe. He's old.
He is getting up there.
Rory's not nearly as old as Adam. But if Adam's going to compete for a major, I think this is the year to do it.
Yeah.
And this is the tournament to do it. I'd be stoked. Adam Scott won. He's like, he's the ideal person I want to be.
He's the ideal golf swing I want to have, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. What are our top tens you got?
Will Zalatoris, top 10, plus 310.
Nice.
Like I just said a minute ago.
I can see that.
I don't know if he can win, but I'd for sure see him hanging around the lead.
I can see top 10. I could. That's good. Anything else, top 10?
Nope.
All right, we're trucking along here. Top 20. You got any top 20s?
One.
All right, I got four.
This is where it gets separated.
Yes. Covering the bases again. Adam Scott, top 20, plus 300. Also solid. Yeah. I feel like it might be Adam Scott might get like tied 12th. So, again, Adam Scott plus 200, top 20. Ryan Palmer, plus 350, top 20. I think Ryan Palmer has potential to win this golf tournament.
He's my top 20 at plus 360.
I'm not willing to bet on him to win, but I'm willing to bet on him at top 20.
Yeah,
same. Plus 350, plus 360, that's great.
Yeah.
Top 20, Ryan Palmer. Next up for me, top 20, Max Homa, plus 350, top 20. I thought that's pretty safe, judging from his course history here, along with the course history of my course comparisons that we gave you all the info yesterday. Go listen to the episode. Great episode. Max Homa, plus 350, top 20. Next up, my last one, top 20, Mark Leishman, plus 250. I feel like it should be a little higher than that.
Yeah.
But I'm willing to take it. Mark Leishman, top 20, plus 250. Again, every single player that we're mentioning, we give you all the justifications in yesterday's episode.
Yeah.
So bada bing, bada boom. Okay, top 30.
I don't have any.
Okay, I got four. I'm a big gambler, man.
Big degenerate this week.
Oh, huge. Covering the bases again, Max Homa. Top 30, plus 200. Still pretty good odds there. Then Sam Burns. Wow. Sam Bunsey. Top 30.
Plus, you're decently high on him this week.
I am. Top 30, Sam Burns, plus 275. Not bad. I feel like it's a little scary. But if you want to talk scary, I'll give you scary right here. Peter Malnati, top 30, plus 1,000.
That's kind of rightfully so, I think.
Yeah, it is rightfully so. It's scurry. But plus 1,000? I'll take those odds any day.
Yeah, that's pretty high for top 30.
And you want to talk the scurriest of the scurriest. The Korn Ferry Knoxville Open champion, Grayson Sigg, plus 1,000 to be top 30. There is no justifications why you should pick Grayson Sigg. I met him. He's a nice guy. He won the Knoxville Open at my home course. Grayson Sigg, plus 1,000, top 30. It's a little biased, but get over it. That's it. That's all I got for bets. No top 40s this week for me.
I got Wyndham Clark, top 40, plus 250.
Wow, that's kind of high for a top 40.
Yeah, a little bit. Like I said, he's pretty much a I don't know. I feel like he's borderline, you know, make the cut.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if they actually have that.
They don't do it for majors for some reason.
Huh.
It's really annoying, actually.
Yeah. Because I would love to take a bet out on him to make the cut at least, but top 40 is about as far as I could go. So
yeah, I agree with that.
I think Wyndham Clark, if he's going to do anything, it's going to be in the top 40, I feel like.
I agree. FanDuel updated their app, and it's FanDuel, you need to go back to what you were.
Yeah, I don't really like this one as much.
Not a huge fan of the update. And it's kind of confusing, actually. We still haven't quite figured it out, but... So, usually, major week, we give you a few extra little bets, I would say. So, we're going to give you, it's kind of random, but we're going to say it. The top Australian for the week. It's between Mark Leishman, Cam Smith, and Adam Scott. And it looks like Todd and I are both agreeing on Adam Scott's going to be the top Australian player for the week.
Yeah.
At plus 250. Mark Leishman's also plus 250, and Cam Smith's plus 200. He has the lowest odds to be the top Aussie.
Which seems weird.
It does. But I guess he's the hottest player right now.
Yeah, and he may even be the highest world ranking as far as Australia goes. That's probably accurate
as well. Yeah. I didn't mention this to you, but we're going to do it anyway. We're going to do the top lefty of the week. FanDuel Sportsbook is FanDuel Sportsbook for everything. Top lefty for the week, Todd. So top lefty starts off with Garrick Higo at plus 220, Brian Harmon at plus 280, Phil Mickelson at plus 380, Bubba Watson at plus 430, and Robert McIntyre at plus 480. Who do you got between those five?
Well, I'm trying to find it on the
there, you can map. Look right here. Look at that. Look.
All right. I mean, honestly, I kind of want to go with Higo with the hot hand. I listened to a press conference last night with Phil Mickelson, and
he's calmed down a little bit.
Yeah, but I know I said yesterday that it's his home course, which is kind of accurate. It's where he grew up.
Yeah.
But he said in the press conference that he literally hasn't – he don't ever come here because it's always so busy. He can't get a tee time.
Yep.
And he can't really practice like he needs to. So the only time he really comes here is for the Farmers. So
yep.
That home course advantage really isn't that big of a thing this week.
I agree. Yeah, I read an article about that. I'm going to have to roll with you. Garrick Higo, I mean, his last six starts. Fourth, first, eighth, first, 64th, first. That's yep. Garrick Higo's last six worldwide starts. It's kind of hard to go wrong with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you go on FanDuel Sportsbook, you can bet on the top lefty. And it looks like Todd and I are both agreeing that Garrick Higo at plus 220 is the top lefty of the U.S. Open.
Yep.
That's pretty good. Plus 220, nothing to complain about there. All right, let's move on to matchups. Todd and I compete against each other every single month to do matchups. I have no idea what last week's record is. Oh, well, we didn't do last week's record. But, yeah, we'll have to figure this out. So we compete for a grand prize. We go to Total Wine and get a prize. I was told not to say that for a long time, but I'm going to say it now. I mean, nobody's going to talk to me anyway about it.
Hey, it's whatever. We're adults.
This is a gambling show, so technically all of you are 21 and over anyway.
Should be.
You should be. So.
What goes great with throwing money at stuff?
Like beer.
Alcohol.
Exactly. Yeah, so we compete for a case of beer, a Total Wine every month, just so you know. Right now, my dad's probably listening to this, but I keep Jesus Christ. Someone get the microphone.
Get these boys off here.
Let's talk matchups. Matchups is a great way for you to decide if you are competing or trying to decide between two players to play. We will tell you our justifications on between the two players and FanDuel matchups, who we think is going to play better. Also, it's more bets to place. It's more money to win. We love money. Let's start off. Todd, you got yours pulled up?
Yeah.
All right. Kick it off. First matchup. I got to get the notepad.
Oh, yeah. Get ready to write down some disagreements.
Ready. We got to get at least five this week.
All right. First up, Patrick Reed, minus 142 against Shane Lowry at plus 108. I'm going to have to go with – well, I'm not even going to say my boy Reed. I'm going to have to go with Reed.
If you say your boy Reed, I'm firing you.
Yeah. You're off the show immediately.
Patrick Reed, 142. Yeah, minus 140. I got to take it. I think Shane Lowry actually could probably play well this week, but – Patrick Reed literally won here this year, so it's kind of hard to go against him right now.
Yeah.
Next up, Patrick Cantlay, minus 102 versus Dustin Johnson, minus 126. Patrick Cantlay.
I'll follow you with Cantlay. I don't think last week really showed me a whole lot for DJ. The field was really weak, and
I think DJ makes a cut.
I think he does too, but I don't see him contending.
I see DJ going top 20 at the max.
Yeah.
But that's it. I see Patrick Cantlay possibly being top five. But, okay, move on. Let's go. You got it.
Rory McIlroy at minus 102 up against Xander Schauffele at minus 126. Wow, this is kind of hard.
Writing it down already.
Oh, really?
Yep.
You got Rory. I got Xander.
Oh, you're just
– Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I think
I mean, I did take an outright winner bet on him. Exactly. So I don't even know why I'm sitting here.
Yeah. I think, like you said, I think Rory can 100% compete this week. All right, again, we're talking about Rory and Xander Schauffele versus each other. I think Rory can compete, for sure. He has potential of winning. But Xander's just such a force in the majors. I feel like Xander is probably the safer pick.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, you're probably right there.
Yeah. I feel like Xander, almost a guaranteed top 10. He finished second here this year.
Yeah.
Almost a guaranteed top 10. But I feel like Rory's, honestly, he's probably either going to be win the tournament or like 22nd or something.
Yeah.
So I'm rolling with Xander. I know you're rolling with Rory.
Yeah. McIlroy is definitely more of a make or break.
I agree.
Kind of guy.
That's a fun matchup, though. That's good. All right, next up, John Rahm, minus 176 versus Jordan Spieth at plus 138. It's a huge difference there.
Yeah, it kind of shocks me how much of a favorite Rahm is.
Yeah, I also find it shocking, but I also find it justified as well, and I'm going to roll with John Rahm over Jordan Spieth.
100%.
Yeah, I really like Jordan Spieth, love him, but I have no idea where he's going to be this week.
Yeah.
If that driver,
it's all depending on the driver.
Yeah, the driver's all over the place. And the rough is thick.
Yeah.
It's really thick. But, yeah, whatever. John Rahm over Jordan Spieth. You got the next one. This is a hell of a pairing.
Bryson DeChambeau, minus 118 against Brooks Koepka, minus 108. I'm going to go with Koepka.
There was a rumor today that Bryson was denying a final group pairing with those two.
They asked him.
It was a fake rumor, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Bryson's agent came out and said that's fake. That's not true. That was never asked. This is a good one. Bryson versus Koepka. Who do you honestly think is going to finish better in the U.S. Open?
I think it's Koepka.
Do you?
I mean, DeChambeau's also. I don't actually know where Koepka's from, but I'm pretty sure DeChambeau's a West Coast guy.
Uh huh.
But I don't see him bombing and gouging this place.
I don't see either. There's an article released earlier that Bryson does believe that he can bomb a gouge.
Oh, he believes that he can do that any golf course he goes to.
Well, he did in the last U.S. Open, and he thinks he can do it again.
Well, he did.
Newsflash, buddy. It's a different course.
It's like 350 or so yards longer.
Yeah.
Than Wingfoot.
I'm solely going to take Brooks because I don't like Bryson.
Yeah, I really – just even more so with this –
I don't like Brooks either, to be honest.
No, I'm not fans of either one of them, but I
feel like Brooks is handling it better than Bryson. Bryson's kind of like – he's like kind of fake trying to take the high road, but he's also taking like the smug high road.
Yeah.
And Brooks is kind of like, I'm literally just going to beat you in no matter what. So I'm taking Brooks over Bryson this week. All right, next up, let's see. Justin Thomas, minus 102, versus Colin Morikawa, minus 126. These are fantastic matchups this week. Who do you got here?
I'm going to probably go with Morikawa.
I'm going to have to agree with you because JT is struggling lately.
Yeah.
He's not playing. If you look at him like a normal average tour player, having a decent season. But for a JT standards, it's not good.
No, it's not.
And Colin Morikawa, he's playing pretty good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to have to roll a Colin Morikawa here for sure over Justin Thomas. You got the next one.
John Rahm, minus 150 against DJ, plus 122.
John Rahm.
No question.
Yeah, next. John Rahm over DJ for sure.
Yeah.
Xander Schauffele, minus 142 versus Brooks Koepka, plus 112.
Xander Schauffele.
Got to go Xander. Brooks has potential. I only see Brooks top 10, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Brooks is going to draw a lot of attention at every major just because he's basically
– the major guy.
Yeah, he's basically just created that whatever you want to call it for himself.
He's come out and said it before. He's like, he doesn't like golf. He's come out and said it before. He said he wishes he was a baseball player. But he's really good at golf. So why not compete for the biggest stages, which is the majors? It's literally he's come out and said it before.
Huh.
So I still think Xander over Brooks. I could see Xander top 5. I see Brooks top 10.
Yeah.
It's a fine line, but I still see it. Next up, Bryson DeChambeau, minus 138, versus Justin Thomas at plus 108. Justin Thomas.
I'm going to have to go with Bryson on this one.
Honestly, might agree with you, but I want more disagreements. So okay. I'm going to roll with Justin and pray to the golf gods that they sin upon Bryson.
Everybody's just going to yell Brooksy at him again.
They're going to get escorted by the cops, apparently. And that's a good move, though. You get free Michelob Ultra after that.
Yeah.
Total Wine. You can go get it there. Not sponsored.
Not sponsored.
You got the next one.
Colin Morikawa at minus 126 against Jordan Spieth at plus 100. Are we going to disagree on this one?
I'm probably going to just to do it.
I'm going to take Morikawa.
It's a little scurry.
I mean, you took Spieth in your picks yesterday.
I didn't. I did. I see it. Jeez. It's been a long night. Yeah, sure. I pick Jordan and I'll take Jordan. Sure. I'll do it.
Just roll with your gut.
Yeah, that's not my
gut. Even though your gut's telling you Morikawa.
Yeah, no, definitely is. Yeah, I'll take Jordan over Morikawa. All right, next up. Well, this is a good one. Rory McIlroy, minus 126 versus Patrick Cantlay at minus 102.
Rory McIlroy.
You got to roll with him. I got to roll with Cantlay. I'm really hype on the Cantlay train this week.
Yep.
And so are you with Rory. You are doubling down on Rory now. Doubling down.
I feel like it's time, man. I feel like it's been too long since we've seen McIlroy up there competing for a major.
I would not have a problem with it. I wouldn't. I have a problem with this next one, though. And you, do I have it or you? I think it's you.
Yeah, I think it is me. Tony Finau, minus 112 against Victor Hovland, minus 112.
Victor
Hovland.
Finau, you've been a disappointment since the Genesis. I'm just going to say.
Pretty much.
He has. I love Tony Finau. I love him. But you haven't done anything since the Genesis. So.
I mean, especially since you're not calling for a Hovland win. Well, you kind of are.
On
second behind Rahm.
I could see Hovland as like my dark horse win.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't see Finau competing.
I'm not going to lie. If I had to pick three guys like in order, it would probably be, I think Rahm has the best chance. I think Cantlay has the second best. And I think Victor is like my dark horse. I'm not going to lie.
Fair enough.
Yeah. But Tony Finau, he kind of called for himself to win a major during the PGA.
Yeah.
And he didn't play well.
No, he didn't play well at all.
And he could play well here, but you gotta prove that first. Buddy.
That's usually what happens with the golf gods, too. You never come out and say.
Never call out the golf gods.
Yeah. That's
bad move.
Yeah, for sure.
Horrible move.
And you come out and just be like, you know, I feel like there's only a certain number of guys that can win a major, and I feel like I'm one of them.
Well, you haven't even won a tournament in like 5 years. Buddy.
Hold on, buddy.
Yeah, you need to win a regular event before you can talk about that.
Yeah.
Next one, this is going to be a tough one for you.
Yeah, it is.
Patrick Reed, minus 142 versus Will Zalatoris at plus 112.
I'm going to go with Zalatoris just because I don't think Reed goes back-to-back. I don't think he wins the Farmers and then turns around and wins the U.S. Open on top of it.
100% agree with you.
I'm
going to take Will with you.
Two guys that could definitely be competing for this thing, but I've already taken Will Zalatoris as outright winner, so I'm going to roll with it.
I agree. If you listen to yesterday's podcast, Todd goes, Patrick Reed, he's picking him, and I go, yuck! And I'm going to agree with my yuck statement. I'm going with Will Zalatoris over Patrick Reed, for sure. Next up, Hideki Matsuyama, minus 134, versus Daniel Berger at plus 108. It's kind of a weird one for me. I personally think Daniel Berger actually has the potential to light this place up, but I don't think he's going to do it this week. I feel like Hideki Matsuyama, he's going to get an air major. He's not.
No, I don't think so.
My gut kind of tells me Berger, but I kind of feel like Matsuyama might play better.
Didn't you say yesterday that Matsuyama's got pretty good course history here?
He's got really good course history here.
I'll probably just roll with that.
I'll probably roll with Hideki as well. I'll probably agree with you. Next up, you got it.
Paul Casey, minus 118 against Webb Simpson at minus 108.
Webb's kind of dropped off the map.
Both of these guys kind of have.
Probably going to have to go with Webb. I feel like Webb's short game's better than Paul's.
Agreed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Two guys that were really Webb really hasn't done anything this year.
He did a little bit early on. That was about it.
And then Paul Casey was on that really good run in Florida, but the last couple of months, I haven't really seen much of him.
Yeah, I'm going Webb. Tyrell Hatton, minus 120 versus Louis Oosthuizen at minus 108. Louis.
I'm going to go Tyrell.
Why?
Because he's coming off a great week last week. He finished tied second.
Really? I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, even though the field was weak, it's intriguing to me because that golf course was pretty long for somebody that hits it as far as Hatton does.
Well, I might regret that pick then, but I'll still roll with it. All right, you got the next one.
Scottie Scheffler at minus 126 against Shane Lowry at minus 102.
I need to get a bigger notepad. I know who I'm going with.
Yeah, I know you're going with Lowry.
Yep.
I don't know why I have such a soft spot to want to pick Scheffler in these matchups, because I never play him in picks. Like, literally never play him.
No.
But for literally. Some reason, whenever we do these matchups, I always want to take him.
Take him. I already read it down, so.
Read it?
Read it.
Read it, did to do?
Read it? Copyright. Take Scheffler. Right. I already wrote it down.
Yeah, I mean.
It's in pen.
All right. Yeah, I'll take Scheffler.
Next up, Cam Smith, minus 120 versus Justin Rose, minus 108. You picked Rosie yesterday.
Yeah, the more I think about Smith, the less excited I am about him.
That's rude.
I mean, it's just, I don't know. To me, especially as high priced as he is with his course history and stuff here, I'm going to go with Rosie.
I'll agree. Sure. I kind of like the veterans this week.
Yeah.
It's going to be tricky. Next up, you got it.
Matty Fitz, minus 156 against Mark Leishman at plus 124.
Mark Leishman, plus 124. Taking him.
Yeah, I'll go with Mark Leishman also.
I'm placing that one. I don't mind Matty Fitz. Just Mark Leishman's my boy, and I feel like he's going to play pretty well.
Yeah.
There you have it. All right, next up. God, there are so many matchups this week. My gosh. Joaquin Neiman, minus 152 versus Philly Mickelson at plus 120.
I'm going to go with Philly Mick.
I think you're probably wrong, but I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to be wrong with you.
I'm pretty sure Joaquin's coming off his like first missed cut of the season.
Joaquin's such a – he's so streaky. It's unreal. I can't trust him at all. Phil Mickelson just won the PGA. Which he won't let us. He won't let us ever forget that.
No, never. So,
yeah, I'll roll with Phil. Next up, you got it.
Yeah, you're gonna have to read it. The app just kicked me out.
Oh my gosh, Corey Connors minus 102 versus Abraham Answer at minus 126. Corey Connors is having a fantastic season.
Yeah, he is. I'm gonna go with Connors also. I don't think Abraham Answer is the type of guy to compete for a US Open, in my opinion.
100% agree. I'll read the next one as well. Tommy Fleetwood plus 120 versus Jason Kokrak at minus 152. I'm going to go Fleetwood. I feel like it's time for Fleetwood to get it back in order. Kokrak's having a great season.
He is having a great season. But he's not really one that comes alive on the West Coast.
Or in a major.
But it doesn't really seem like Fleetwood comes alive anywhere.
He hasn't been alive in a few years.
I think it's time. He needs to cut his hair.
I agree. It's time for a rebrand.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Ricky.
Yeah.
It's time for him to rebrand, and he did.
Yeah.
So I go Fleetwood.
You know, I think what really got Ricky Fowler was that porn stash he had for a while.
It's a family show.
It's true, though.
The mustache he had.
Do you remember it?
Yes, I remember. I remember the mustache that he had. Gosh. God bless. You're lucky we're too lazy to go back and edit this stuff. I'm taking Tommy Fleetwood over Kokrak.
I'm going to go with Kokrak.
What, really?
Yeah, I'm going to take the hot hand. I know he doesn't have a very good track record on the West Coast, but I really just don't like Fleetwood.
That's just so rude. We have 7 disagreements so far. Next up, you got it.
Harris English, minus 102 against Adam Scott, minus 122.
Adam.
Rolling with Scotty all day.
Adam Scott.
I think I'm going to noise a complaint tonight. Adam Scott. Our neighbors are horrible. Adam Scott over Harris English for sure. I think actually Harris English has potential to play pretty well here, but I'm just so hype on Adam Scott this week. I think he can get it done.
I seen I think he played last week. I think Harris English played last week because I seen on PGA Tour's like Instagram thing. He had like I think 6 lip outs in like 7 holes something.
I'd probably quit. Not gonna lie.
So I don't know. I feel like that would ruin your middle.
Maybe, or it'd be like, okay, if you just do like 1 centimeter this way, it might go in.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, next up, you got it.
Sung J.M. minus 118 against Brandon Grace at minus 106.
Brandon Grace.
Really?
Yeah, he's having a way better season than Sung J.M. is.
I'm going to go.
Wait. Sung J.M. the one that's got to win? Is he the one that's got to win so he doesn't go to the military?
Yes.
Sung J.M. We're all rooting for you, buddy.
I just don't. I feel like that's so much of a mismatch.
Really?
Yeah, I just feel
Grace
like
is having a great season.
He is having a good season, but I just feel like talent-wise, M is
I agree, talent-wise, higher. But we're talking about the hot hand. Momentum is a huge thing.
Yeah.
But Sung J.M.'s got to do something so he doesn't have to go to the military. So we'll go to Sung J.M. for sure. That's going to suck if he has to go. That's gonna ruin his game. It's going to ruin everything.
I'm pretty sure that's what happened to Siwoo Kim because we didn't see him for a while. And I
see him for a long time.
I think it's because he had military service because he's from South Korea also.
Possibly right. All right, next up, Brian Harmon, minus 112 versus Sam Burns, minus 112. Burns.
Bunzy Burns.
Yeah, I like him this week. You got the next one.
Max Homa, minus 118 against Sergio Garcia, minus 108.
Homa.
Max Homa.
I think Sergio Garcia actually has pretty good potential to play well here, but he's going to be like top 30 because he'll be tied for the lead out of the first day.
Yeah, that's a very Sergio thing.
He'll go like 7 under, then 1 over, 1 over, 1 over. That's literally what he's going to do. Max Homa, I like him. There are so many matchups this week.
Yeah.
My gosh. Yeah, taking Max Homa over Sergio. Next up, Gary Woodland, minus 150 versus Lee Westwood at plus 120. Gary
Woodland. He's kind of turning it around a little bit.
Well, he understands U.S. Open conditions.
That too.
So so does Lee Westwood. Lee Westwood's a veteran, but I like Gary more than Lee.
Yeah.
Lee just had those two random seconds out of nowhere, and he hasn't done anything since.
Yeah, and he didn't do anything before those either.
No. Yeah, that was him like.
That was literally a fluke, I think.
Yeah, no, it was. It almost was. Yeah. All right, next up, you got it.
Ryan Palmer, minus 120 against Matt Wallace at minus 108.
Ryan Palmer.
My boy Ryan Palmer.
Yeah, I love Ryan Palmer this week. Feel like he's going to do fantastic. I'd be so happy if he won. I don't know if he can win. I really don't know. I could see him competing. I see Ryan Palmer in the top 10. I see it.
I would love to see that.
I'd love to see it, too. I'd love to see him, like, in the final group or something. I don't know if he'd get it done, though. I really don't know if he can. That'd be really hard. But we'll see. Next up, Bubba Watson, minus 112 versus Billy Horschel at minus 112. I'd hate to say it, but I think I got to go with Billy.
Yeah, that's who I was leaning for, too.
Bubba, I don't know what Bubba's doing. I mean, Bubba, he's practically no good anymore.
I don't think his game sets up for U.S. Open either.
Billy's having his classic Billy season. Just random top 10s and then horrible, another random top 10s, and he's horrible.
Yeah.
Classic Billy Horschel season. I like Billy over Bubba. I think I understand that Bubba can shape the ball as he pleases, but it's U.S. Open, Torrey Pines. You're good luck. You're going to miss the cut probably.
That's actually pretty fair.
Yeah. Next up, you got it.
Siwoo Kim, minus 102 against Carlos Ortiz, minus 126. Said yesterday, Carlos Ortiz. He's kind of a make or break.
Sorry, I'm yelling so much. It's been a had a great dinner.
you can say that again.
Yeah. Carlos Ortiz for sure. Siwoo Kim not really doing a whole lot. He did some stuff early in the season. Carlos Ortiz had the lead going into Farmers Insurance.
The last day, I think so.
But tied second, something like that. Yeah. But he just absolutely just choked. Ugh, I hate that word. But, yeah, Carlos Ortiz, I feel like he has potential to get it done this week. I'm surprised I didn't put a bet on him, or did I? I did not.
I don't think so. I didn't hear you say Carlos Ortiz.
I could see Carlos Ortiz top 30 this week, just FYI. I didn't put a bet on him, but I will after this. All right. Next one. You got it.
Garrick Higo. Minus 108 against Christian Wiesenhout.
So many people get on. People that listen to this podcast, they get on to me. Because we say Wiesenhout. And other people say Buzenhout. And apparently Nick Faudo. I don't even know how he said it. But I don't know how to say this guy's name. I'm going to keep going Buisenhout.
It's a weird name from start to finish. It's Christian with two A's.
Yeah, it is weird. Nick Fowler said Buisenhout. That's what it was.
Buisenhout.
Buisenhout. That's an E, not a double O. So I don't know where he gets that from.
I have no idea.
But
I'm going to go with Garrick.
Yeah, anyway, sidetrack. We've been sidetracked quite a bit here. Garrick Higo. He's just playing outstanding.
Yeah.
And he could be – I feel like Garrick Higo's kind of be like – he's going to kind of be like the Wills Out Taurus. He's just going to keep it rolling until just all of a sudden he misses a cut. But, yeah, there you go. All right, the very last matchup of the day. Golly, there was a lot of matchups.
Yeah.
The last one of the day, Charlie Hoffman minus 164 versus Eric Von Ruin at plus 126. Charlie Hoffman.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Charlie Hoffman also.
I still think Charlie Hoffman's seeking that win. It's not going to be here.
No.
But I see him playing better than Ruin. Plain and simple.
Yeah.
All right, we got 7 disagreements this week. That's pretty good. We never have 7. We usually sticking at a solid 4 or 5. this is a fun episode. hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Hope send us your picks and everything. It's the U.S. Open. We want to see everything. Do you have anything?
Nope.
Before we continue to sign off, I yelled a lot. Sorry, but I know Todd's mad at me right now. He's looking at me. hopefully, we all win some money this week. Let us know how you guys did. We'll see you guys next week for whatever tournament it is. I was just focused on the U.S. Open so much this week.
I don't know what's next week.
No clue. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Listen in to yesterday's episode. I'll see you guys next week. Bye.